This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, the Trump White House's move to eliminate DEI programs is disrupting tribal initiatives. Federal pauses are also affecting a solar energy project for the Wind River Reservation. And a Native journalist is pushing for a land-back lawsuit. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. The Trump administration is cutting DEI, or Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion programs. NWPB's Lauren Patterson reports on how that's affecting funding and projects for tribes. A project bringing solar energy to the Wind River Reservation has hit some road bumps due to pauses in federal funding. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman reports, the team is searching for other ways to move forward. A Native photojournalist is promoting the idea of a national land-back movement across the U.S. for territory ceded, stolen, or taken during colonization. Joe Whittle is a member of the Caddo Nation of Oklahoma and descendant of the Delaware Nation. A former backcountry wilderness ranger for the U.S. Forest Service, Whittle says he's proposing that the federal government return its public lands to its original inhabitants.
Based on the fact that the United States violated every Indian treaty they ever signed with indigenous peoples, and essentially my project proposes that tribal citizens come together and form a class action lawsuit to sue for damages due for our treaty violations.
Whittle's argument just appeared in Time magazine. He's hoping an inspired attorney might take the federal government on.
There's also an ecological argument based on our traditional ecological knowledge and a lot of data that shows that indigenous people are better and more sustainable stewards of the land than private industry or the United States government has ever been, due to how deeply embedded in U.S. politics private industry has become on public lands.
A presentation and discussion on Whittle's land-back proposal will be held Tuesday night at the University of Oregon in Eugene. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull in the KLCC studios in Eugene, Oregon.